producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham joins us. Hey, Justin, how have you been?
Hey, doing well. Great to be here.
So it's a busy time in D.C., obviously. It feels like we're in the middle of election, but of course we aren't really until we kick it into next year. But now it's about the guns. What are the candidates saying about the guns? Ben Carson kind of stumbled through something the other day.
You know, Ben Carson has been getting a lot of attention for the statements that he made. Yesterday, he, of course, suggested that if he was at the community college during the shooting, he would not have just stood there and been shot. That has been criticized by a lot of people as essentially blaming the victims, something that he tried to push back against today, saying that this was essentially media silliness. But this goes on top of the fact that he also called for, a study to be done nationwide, even though the GOP has opposed that on numerous terms when it comes to the CDC doing that, or even appointing a Surgeon General to look at the issue of gun violence. That, of course, also followed some other headlines that were made in the interview, wherein he suggested that taking away the Second Amendment was even bigger than gun violence as an issue, more horrifying, as he put it. This also goes along with Donald Trump essentially saying that he would try to make sure that there are additional guns in schools and whatnot, sort of the typical GOP response. Bobby Jindal came out and said, this was essentially the result of poor parenting, taking on the shooter's father, essentially saying he was absent and ended up raising a terrible human being and should apologize to us. That raised a few eyebrows over here. And on the Democratic side of things, we have seen Hillary Clinton sort of using this, to her advantage against Bernie Sanders. She said that she would take a number of actions to prevent gun control, one of which would be executive actions, which the White House kind of mentioned that there really isn't much that could be done. But she also said that she would support a new law essentially allowing Americans who are victims of gun violence to sue gun manufacturers. That's something that was initially prohibited back in the 90s, but was something that Bernie Sanders voted in favor for. So that's sort of her way to essentially drive an issue between her and Sanders with one of the sole issues that a lot of progressives haven't really taken much notice of with Bernie Sanders, which is that he has a pretty strong record of defending guns and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting you say that 100%. Yeah, absolutely, if you go back and look. And there are certainly records there because he's been there for a long time. How about what's happening with Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader who could become the Speaker? Did he sink his battleship with his Hillary comments the other day?
You know, it looks like he still is the favorite. We don't necessarily see a huge groundswell of support for Jason Chaffetz that he was initially hoping for, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, who's launching a bid against McCarthy to secure the spot of Speaker. So right now it looks like McCarthy may, live, but there has been some hand-wringing among the GOP conference. A number of, Republican lawmakers saying kind of behind the scenes that they don't necessarily trust McCarthy to be an effective spokesperson. They don't trust him to be sort of the anti-Boehner, and that they don't really trust him to be able to navigate sort of the minefield that is being Speaker of the House, which would include not saying things that McCarthy has come out and said, which was essentially suggesting that the Benghazi Select Committee was political. On the Democratic side of things, yesterday, Benny Hoyer, the minority whip for the House, ended up coming out and saying that Democrats are not going to be playing a great role when it comes to this leadership election. But he did concede that if it was a close vote and neither of the speakers ended up getting 218 votes, Democrats are sort of working behind the scenes right now to figure out where exactly they would vote. With, of course, most planning to vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, even though she is in the minority party. But they have indicated that they may, if needed, sway their votes to ensure an outcome of the race.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't talking about this yet, but, we're pretty close to this first Democratic debate. Is it just because it seems like the Republicans are hogging up most of the airtime and it's more intriguing because there's more candidates? Or why do you think that is?
Well, you know, there are fewer debates, and, you know, it would seem that with fewer on the docket, this would have gotten a lot more attention. But, yeah, that's coming up next week. That's going to be in Las Vegas, sponsored by CNN. I'm going to be there on behalf of Talk Radio News. I'm sure I'll be calling in to discuss it with you at some point, maybe once or twice. But, yeah, this, of course, is going to be a pretty big debate. This is going to be the first time that we've seen Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders share the stage and, you know, most likely directly go after each other, which would be pretty interesting since both of them have been, you know, sort of wearing kitty gloves so far. We also know that Biden, it looks like, is not going to be participating at this one, regardless of where he comes out on his initial, ultimate presidential decision. But for this one, at least, it is going to be pretty interesting to see not just, you know, Clinton and Sanders, but also some of the other candidates who really haven't gotten much stage time. O'Malley is probably the largest one amongst the also running people right now. But there's also Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee, neither of which have gotten much media attention, to say the least.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. The you know, the other thing is we're watching this. We talk about the guns, Planned Parenthood, and what's happening there. That's kind of being tossed back and forth. Ultimately, what do you think the decision is? What's the feeling like on the ground there in D.C. on the Planned Parenthood, the whole thing of defunding it, period?
Well, you know, the McCarthy comments actually reached beyond just the Benghazi committee. There is now sort of a fresh look coming from Democrats on whether or not they should try to push against the Planned Parenthood special committee that House Republicans put up after they failed to defund the organization. They're essentially saying, well, look, you know, this looks like a pretty clear political exercise as well. McCarthy himself actually came out following his initial gaffe on CNN and said something to the effect that, you know, going after Planned Parenthood was a way to win votes. That didn't get nearly as much attention, even though it probably should have, but that's something that a lot of Democrats have latched on to pretty much show that, you know, this can clearly be seen as a political exercise. There doesn't necessarily seem to be an end game in terms of taking off the, funding for Planned Parenthood. So therefore, this just being portrayed by them as a taxpayer-funded way of going after the organization and trying to, essentially rile up the Republican base going into 2016. So, you know, there's probably not going to be any concrete changes that we're going to see in terms of Planned Parenthood, but certainly the way that Republicans are investigating it has come under fresh scrutiny.
Yeah. The other thing is that the last time you and I talked, and it just shows you how this has been talked about this long, it's been a while, that Joe Biden hasn't jumped into this. Now, he's in the polls, in a lot of the polls that are coming out, but supposedly he's going to have a family conversation. What's your feeling, and I know people are talking about this, on whether or not he's going to run?
You know, my personal feeling is I don't think he's ultimately going to run. I don't think it would make much sense for him to. I don't think there's really a path for victory for him to achieve it. I mean, yes, people are dissatisfied with Hillary Clinton, but I don't necessarily see him as a viable alternative in terms of getting past the gaffe factor. He's somebody who has, had a pretty long career in the Senate and as vice president. And, on one front, despite the long career, he's still seen as Uncle Joe and not quite presidential material. And secondly, he's going to be essentially, if he does choose to retire, leaving at the top of his game, leaving a very strong legacy both in the Senate and as vice president. You know, he's somebody who co-authored the Violence Against Women Act, somebody who in the White House was sort of the champion for more of the progressive causes that the White House was frankly too afraid to touch. And I think that, running a most likely unsuccessful presidential bid would probably be, put a pretty bitter taste on the end of a long career.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, Justin Duckman. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's the tradition of hail to the chief, but like a wicked game of spin the bottle, only there's no kissing going on between these politicians. The bottle keeps on spinning. There is no clear-cut winner, either from the Democrats or the Republicans, which is why we continue to play the game. In this version of Hail to the Chief, I got to tell you and get you up to date on a couple of quick things. One, Rupert Murdoch. Was he serious when he said that Obama is the fake black president? Let me tell you what he said today. Murdoch blew up social media. Not that he cares, the media mogul that he is, but he certainly sparked some outrage on Twitter in the 140-character world. And on some of the cable networks, he tweeted a lot of praise for Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, saying he would be a real black president, as opposed to President Barack Obama. Wow. He said, you know, what about a real black dude who can properly address the racial divide and much else? It may be what some people were thinking, but to actually say it, of course, who's he going to do? What's he going to do? Fire himself? If somebody else had said it in one of his organizations, there'd be a lot of pressure. Or in other organizations, there'd be pressure to bounce somebody for making that comment. For him, it doesn't matter. Even Don Lemon from CNN, who is a African-American commentator, opened his show and said, that's a hell of a thing to say in the middle of this presidential race. So, I think what the deal was, he was praising Carson. And someone boosted it on Twitter, so that's the deal, right? Regardless, it doesn't matter in his world. He's the boss, and that's the big difference when you're the boss. Hillary Clinton is knee-deep in email controversy. She shrugs it off and continues to do what she does, talking about everything from taxes and her Wall Street plan to addressing critiques of her book and saying she doesn't support the new Pacific Trade Pact. Wow, that's a break from the rest of the Democrats, who probably shuddered when they heard that, but she says she doesn't support it. There are a lot of people that don't support this new pact for a lot of reasons. But she says she's not one to jump in on this 12-nation deal that President Obama is all over. She was in Iowa. She said she's worried about currency manipulation. No kidding. Look at the way our market bounced all over the place like a Super Bowl. Not being part of the agreement would be the right thing to do. She says pharmaceutical companies may have gotten more benefits and patients fewer. Here's a quote. As of today, I'm not in favor of what I've learned about it. She said this in an interview with the NewsHour program that was filmed at a college in Iowa. She said, I don't believe it's going to meet the high bar I have set. The TPP deal reached on Monday after marathon talks between the United States and 11 Pacific Rim nations is pushing to push commerce in 40% of the world's economy and would be certainly a legacy moment, at least that's what the president thinks so, for him. So how about that? She's doing everything she can, I think, to grab her lead back because her lead in the polls have certainly diminished because of all that controversy about the whole private email server when she was Secretary of State, which gives the little crack, the little opening in the door for VP Joe Biden, who's meeting with his family this week to discuss his serious aspirations for jumping in this presidential race. And, oh yeah, the email server thing stored some 55,000 pages, we know, of emails from her entire time as Secretary of State. But what about the cyber attacks? Cyber attacks, attempted ones anyway, originated in China, South Korea, and Germany after she left office in 2013. So now the report is that her email server faced those cyber attacks from those countries. Ooh, perish the thought. That's what everybody was worried about. And by everybody, I mean all of us. Why not? Hey, you got a private server. Look what happens. The rest of us mere mortals know how much the government equipment is like Swiss cheese. Probably worse than what we have in some cases. Tomas in Michigan. Batter up. He's the first guy out of the gate. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hey.
Hello.
First of all, I remember when we were talking about Saudi Arabia and what would be the ideal resolution for that, and we came up with the BRIC countries. That was about 3 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden you look over there and we got China and we got Russia and Syria. They must be listening to your show, I guess. Putin must be listening right now. So hello, Putin. I don't know how to say that in Russian. I know the word drug means friend in Russian. So, hello, my drug Putin. But if you hear anybody out there saying, now the Russians have moved into Syria, turn them off. Because I just sent you a little message there. But the Russians have been in Syria since 1956, okay? It's over, like, 50 years. It's nothing new. They're just protecting, you know, what they have there, and they may be expanding.
Yeah.
You know, 50% of the oil that Saudi Arabia produces is sent to China, and China gets half of their oil from Saudi Arabia. So let's connect the dots, people, okay? China is not sending those Chinese Marines over there just so they can learn Arabic. Matter of fact, I don't even think the Iranians and the Russians are going to be working very close together. That's That's total propaganda there, because they hate each other's guts.
Yeah, but that propaganda works in the favor, probably, in some instances, for both of those countries when it's convenient. So you're right, that there is a lot of propaganda in that.
Yeah, and I think that politically in this country now, this campaign is going to be called the campaign of the double down. You know, Ben Carson, he's in second place. You know why? Because every time the media comes after him, he doubles down. Every time he says something, they say, "You really mean that?" He says, "Yes, I do, and this is why." The other day he said if he was in a sort of a Columbine situation, some guy was shooting everybody, he'd say, "Let's all get him. He can't kill us all." And they asked him, "What do you mean by that?" And he doubled down and says, "Yeah, that's right. That's what we have to do. We have to create in the mind of these people who are going to go out and kill a bunch of people, that they are going to get the crap beat out of them, that they're going to be embarrassed. They're not going to be successful. They're not going to get killed as many people as they want, you know, and it's going to be a deterrent, you know." And, you know, Trump, he doubles down every time when they ask him, "Do you really mean that?" Yeah. And that's what people like. People are tired of politicians. The first time the media calls them on the carpet, they back up and they start apologizing. That has stopped now because Trump has shown that it works if you stand up. McCarthy and the Clinton thing. Remember, McCarthy said the Benghazi hearings were just to get Clinton? He should have doubled down on that, and she should have said, "Well, of course, she was a Secretary of State."
Yeah.
And look what she did. She erased all those emails, and she lied. And what did she say? She said, "Oh, what does it really matter?" You know, he could have just torn into her and crushed her on that. But instead, "Oh, well, we didn't really mean that." You see? So the people don't want to hear that. They want to hear somebody who stands up for what they say.
And I agree with you. I mean, listen, we say it all the time. Tomas, you and I are totally simpatico when it comes to that. That even if we don't agree with someone, we can respect. You've said it over the years. I say it all the time. We can respect the fact that we think that they're real, they're authentic. What you get is what you see. And there is no question that nobody is yanking the chain of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and this thing in Russia, I heard Obama speak. I listened to him for about 45 minutes. I must have been really bored. But anyway, he was saying stuff like, "You know what? Russia only has Syria on their side, but we've got all these other countries on our side." You know? I mean, but what are we doing? Nothing.
Right. What are we doing? You just said it there. It doesn't matter. Perfect place to say adios. Tomas, great call as always. What are we doing? Nothing. Jump on the lines if you want to chat. 855-266-5283. Punch it in. Meet you on the flip side.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to...
Yeah, talk about a season. Welcome back to the bounce back here on America Tonight, meaning we're going to ping around in a couple of different directions. You can jump in whenever you want. The water's warm. Check it out. Hats off and a big fat applause for the end of the season for the Chicago Cubs. The Cubbies beat Pittsburgh. They snapped a 9-game losing streak in the postseason. It's the Cubs' first win in the playoffs since... Yeah. Bring it on. Yeah. Woo! I feel like a bleacher creature at Wrigley. It's their first win in the playoffs since Game 4 of the 2003 NLCS. So congratulations to the Cubs. I have some family that they live in Chicago, and they're Cub fans, and so they're pretty excited about a 4-0 over the Pirates. Pretty crazy, too. At one point in this game, the bench is cleared. Everybody rises. Everybody says they don't want to see any nastiness or poor sportsmanship or people duking it out, but baloney. The whole entire stadium jumps up. The Pirates struggling to get anything off of the Cubby ace, Jake Arrieta. And so what happened was, I think the frustrations probably bubbled over and got the better of the players. So Pirates reliever Tony Watson, I was watching this, grilled Arrieta. In other words, threw at him on the left side with a fastball in the top of the seventh inning during that wild card game. Arrieta and Watson went back and forth, trash-talking each other near home plate, the bullpens, and the benches briefly, boom, empty on the field. So they're all bunched up at the first base line. No punches were thrown. And a warning was issued to the pitcher, to Watson. And at the time, by the way, the Cubs were leading 4-0. And, of course, they held on to that. So, I mean, there you go. So that's big. The Cubs advanced to the National League Division Series against the Cardinals. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in Illinois, in Chicago area, too, specifically, but all over Illinois who are Cub fans. And then I know there are also fans of the St. Louis Cardinals. So that starts Friday in St. Louis. How about that? Pretty cool. All right, as I said, this is the bounce-around version. So a couple of other things. Sometimes it's not a good idea to take a selfie of yourself. If you don't know what a selfie is, picture this. Everybody running around with some kind of an iPhone device or BlackBerry or whatever it is. The phone where you can flip it over and take your picture. It's called a selfie. And you see people doing it all the time, too, in crazy places. I'm going to digress for a quick second. I was once not too far from where our satellite facility is. It was a place called Fossil Rim. Put it on your bucket list if you're in Texas. It's outside of Fort Worth. In fact, the specific place is Glen Rose, Texas. People come from all over the place to go there, and it's a wildlife park, but not like a cheeseball-y wildlife park. It's giant. The guy created, like, this preserve, and you drive through. Zebras come up to your car, all kinds of access deer, and, I mean, just anything you can imagine. Rams. It's very, very cool. I have to say, the first time I went through, I was blown away. And what was really cool is that the giraffes come up to your car. Ever touch a giraffe or have a giraffe lick your face? I've had that happen to me. And they just go right in your car. So, of course, cars can bunch up when you get that chance where the giraffe is near you, because you can't herd the animals. You're along on a path. And there were these probably college girls that were outside of a sunroof. And they must have been there for 15 minutes backing up traffic. What were they doing? The giraffes were getting bored. They were taking selfies with the giraffes leaning over, and then the giraffes walked away. I've never seen so many irate people in my life. So, back to the story of the selfie. Al Roker, famous weather guy, you know Al Roker, he had to apologize because there was so much outrage over his selfie that he took that was posted all over the place. Where was the selfie? Where the floods were. He was taking a selfie with all the action behind him. He shared a picture of himself and some of the crew and as they're covering this horrible nightmare in South Carolina. There was a damaged car that was in a portion of the road that collapsed. Remember I said it was brutal what I saw happen with the roads. I've never seen anything like that. That's why they closed like 500 roads. I mean, 500 is not an exaggeration. That was the number. So he took a picture of it. And unfortunately, he shared that all over the place, so it looked like great. All this tragedy that's happening there, and he's tweeting out these pictures of this mangled car and road behind him. And I mean, they're just not thinking. They have these bright, big, you know, smiles on their face. Not a good move. That's a bad time for a selfie. And we've had people take selfies, and they fell off Niagara Falls. They've fallen off El Capitan, near El Capitan, a peak kind of near there. And it's crazy, the things that have happened. All right, how about this? This is a serious story. Ed Snowden, you either think he's a hero or you think he's a traitor. There seems to be no in-between with poor Ed Snowden. He did violate his non-disclosure agreement. He did reveal secrets that he said he wouldn't. But he also changed the way the NSA did business, and he had a lot of people very upset and shaking in their boots, frankly, and revealed to the American people, perhaps what we didn't know, just how far the government was going in pawing through our information. So Ed Snowden says he's offered many times to go to prison in the United States as part of a deal to return from that exile in Russia. But he's waiting for an answer from the American government. So different from what we hear, because we always hear, well, he knows that they're going to nab him, so he's not coming back. The former contractor for the NSA, who leaked the documents about the mass surveillance that I just mentioned, told the BBC in an interview he'd be willing to reach a plea bargain with the U.S. He said, I volunteered to go to prison with the government many times. What I won't do is I won't serve as a deterrent to people trying to do the right thing in difficult situations. I won't do that. But I would gladly come back and talk about a deal. So maybe that's the misinformation. Maybe that's what it is. Why wouldn't they just take Snowden on a deal? But what kind of deal is he talking about? You know, and that whole thing. Then we go from there as to why there's no deal that's cut with Ed Snowden. But it's pretty interesting, isn't it? Because you got to remember, late in July, the White House just completely rejected a petition where there was 167,000 signatures plus calling for the president to pardon Snowden. He's been charged with 3 felony counts, including violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. He did say an interesting thing in his interview on the BBC. He didn't think the charges were fair. He said the Espionage Act finds anyone guilty who provided any information to the public, regardless of whether it was right or wrong. You aren't even allowed to explain to a jury what your motivations were for revealing the information. It's simply a question of, did you reveal information? If yes, you go to prison for the rest of your life. He says he doesn't regret his decision to bring the hidden surveillance program to light, even though he put himself in the predicament that he's in now. Be interesting to see how this plays out like 10 years down the line. Will there ever be that moment where he decides, screw it, I'm coming back. I miss everybody. I'm coming back. And it's not fair, and the espionage isn't fair. The Espionage Act isn't fair in my situation or a lot of other people's situations, but I'm still going to come back anyway. And I don't think if the deal is you're cuffed, you're done, I don't know that he would ever come back for that. I don't think so. Because what he would want to say, he will not be able to say. Therefore, I say that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, this is falls into the category of the cool department. I have to say this. If you have any interest in space whatsoever, or maybe you used to have interest in space, you know how we revere Apollo. I mean, you talk about Apollo and people's faces just light up. And now we have The Martian going on, and it's a hit film. Matt Damon, I already talked about this. I saw it. He stars as the astronaut that's left behind on Mars, and it really was cleverly done. Excellent, excellent, excellent. From A to Z, from the beginning to the end and to the middle, you are entertained, let me tell you. So now all of a sudden, we've got this dump of really cool digital images, Apollo-related digital images, in the public domain. It's been released in there by NASA. It has 12,000 photos. It goes all the way back from Apollo 7, the first manned test flight in 1968, through Apollo 17, which was the program's final lunar mission. You know how they named the missions in 1972. So you have all kinds of really... I just dug into it before we jumped on the air. And if you have any interest in Apollo, you need to go and look at that. The Johnson Space Center and its gateway to astronaut photography of Earth, their website really pushed across many of these pictures. And it's very, very cool. I mean, just candid snapshots, because to me, I always wonder, what was it like when you're an astronaut when you look back? I mean, what is it like when you're just there and you're looking out? What is that feeling like? And I've had the chance, luckily, in my career to talk to several astronauts, one of them being John Glenn. And I just thought, I remember interviewing John Glenn about politics and asked if I could talk about space, and he's like, any time of my life, I will talk about whatever you want to know there. And it was just fascinating to me to watch his just the way he lit up when he talked about it. Check out the photos. Pretty cool. Dumb Things next. Stay with us. Not one word is exaggerated, entirely true. A foursquare and chemistry, my agenda tonight as we rock the house.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we're making that final swing around the horn for this hour of America Tonight. And bravo to all of you who are brave enough to tell me about your dumb thing. So on that note, let's go there. We thought we were going there, and we will be going there momentarily. So you just have to buckle up and hang on.
Dum 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 dum.
I'm usually leaning. Oh, oh, ah, oh. Hey, it's funny, man.
Dum 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 dum.
Ah. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, dumb things, in case you've never heard it, you just tune in and say, what is this lady talking about? Dumb things is, you know, the things that we do every day where we, you know, mess up. And it could be something stupid or it could be something significant, as long as you can laugh about it eventually. I'm going to start off, and we're hopefully going to get through Bill, Joe, Sarah, Luke, Mac, and the dude. And that is probably a reference to The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite flicks. So first, Bill. Bill says, hi, Kate, dumb things. I know I hear people say, where do I begin? Oh, I have a list. And I think, that's dumb. Come on. buddy, you have a list. And then I started to think about it, and guess what? I have a list. So I picked one out, and this probably is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Unlike you females, where mostly you carry some kind of a purse or bag or some receptacle to put your wallets in, us guys have wallets that we stuff in our pants, and that's it usually with the keys, but we're not carrying the man bag. At least some of us are not man baggers. So I was at a hotel. I had a big business dinner. I was picking up the bill for the business dinner because there was a potential to land a very big whale, and you understand what that means, Kate. So I knew the bill would be pretty big, no problem. I had my card out that I was going to put it on. The only problem is I had two different wallets. A wallet that was a casual run and get a cup of coffee in the morning wallet that just had some bucks in it. And then the wallet that carried the big boy stuff. So accidentally, as I was changing clothes, I didn't realize I had the wrong wallet. Go to dinner. Things are going along swimmingly. Everyone's happy. We've had a few cocktails. The bill comes, and naturally I'm going to pay for it. It's perfect. It looks like I'm going to close this deal, or at least I feel like I was going to close the deal. And then panic sets in. I take out my Velcro wallet and realize what had happened. So the shock of the Velcro wallet wasn't enough. It was a fact that when I pulled out that extra wallet, I had only some coin in it, not enough to pay for the bill. I had to ask the people that I was courting to pay for the bill. Needless to say, they said it was no big deal. Of course, I reimbursed them, and I did not get the deal. Oh, poor me. That's a dumb thing. You know what? I bet a lot of people do that. I don't think that's ever happened to me, not as an adult anyway, that I can remember, but gosh, I don't know for sure. Not where I was trying to get somebody's business or something, and I was on a business dinner. But I bet that happens, Bill, to more people than you think, but that would be the worst. Oh, that would be the worst moment. I mean, what do you do? Let me run back to the hotel and get my real wallet. And they know it's an accident, but still, it's got to be a brutal feeling. All right, we go from Bill to Joe in Jersey. Yo, Kate. I live in New Jersey. I love the way it starts. So you can imagine, and you know when people bust the gonads when you do dumb things, you don't usually share too many of them unless you're willing to take the heat. I guess the dumbest thing I ever, ever did is I was on a date with my now wife. Luckily, she got over what had happened with us. But the dumbest thing I ever did is we went to the movies. It was crowded. I told her, let's sit down, and then I'll get up. I'll snake my way out because we were starving, and I'll get us, you know, popcorn, treats, whatever. I went to the concession stand. I got a very big tub of popcorn and two drinks, and I stuck the other things, licorice I think I had, and Milk Duds in my pants. And, of course, I'm ducking, and I'm a kind of a tall guy as I go to find the seat and everything else. I find it. The problem is, as I'm climbing to the midway point where we were sitting, and I'm stepping on people and apologizing, I'm also dropping popcorn. I left a trail that could have rivaled that of Little Red Riding Hood going to grandmother's house. It was everywhere. Needless to say, the finale was me dumping the rest of the popcorn when I went to hand it to her all over her lap, and it was heavily buttered. She was not happy because she had white pants on that were stained with buttery popcorn. It was not my finest moment. It was a dumb thing because I should have just gotten the treats beforehand, gotten there earlier. It was my fault. I was late, and then I wouldn't have had to step over all the people. I learned my lesson. I don't think I've ever been late for a movie ever again in my entire life. Joe, that is such a relatable scenario. Somebody else wrote us a, not that exact note, but something similar about grabbing a bunch of stuff, having to crawl over a bunch of people and dumping it, you know, all over the place. But dumping it on the lap with the buttery popcorn, oh, that would be brutal. Okay, this one from Sarah. Sarah says, Kate, Dumbest thing I ever did, went out to lunch with my husband. I actually met him in the city. He was in another car, and I was in another car. We went to lunch. We put all our stuff on the table. You know how you do that with your cell phones and keys and all that stuff. I accidentally grabbed the wrong keys, and his car was parked pretty far down because he's too cheap to pay for parking. So it turned into a discombobulated nightmare in a sense. My car was parked not close either, but not quite as far as his. Then we went into this whole thing of trying to hook back up with each other after leaving the restaurant. I know it sounds like it would be so simple, but picture a big city, a.k.a. or whatever you say, New York, and there we are going in opposite directions with keys, etc., very little time left. It was a dumb thing. I really didn't have enough time for lunch in the first place, and that probably was a thing that really messed this up. Yeah, I got you there. I know somebody where they valet parked and got into the wrong car and didn't know it. The wrong car came back, and they didn't know it, and they took off with the car. And then somebody else wrote us a story about that, too. I kind of get what you're saying, because if you're in the city, it's not the same as, okay, you're just in the suburbs, you're parking, so no big deal. You'd both go out to your cars, even if it were a few minutes after each other, you'd realize one would come back in. But, yes, if there was this parking situation, it could be brutal. All right, this one from Luke, who says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did, I am very organized with my tickets. We go to a lot of events, sporting events. I take my daughter to circus and ice capade stuff. I was taking my daughter to the ice capades. We took the train. We got there, and I had the wrong tickets, and they were sold out. I felt so bad. She got a little teary-eyed. I had to do something else to entertain her. I ended up giving her a great day, but it was a brutal moment when I realized I had grabbed baseball tickets instead. Ooh! Yeah, always double-check your tickets, of course, because that could happen easy if you just grab the envelope. Mac says, Kate, touche. Here's my dumb thing. My dumb thing is I went to open, and it was still one of those bottles, and I guess champagne bottles are like this. I went to open a bottle of champagne to celebrate a big moment with my wife. Unfortunately, she was too close to me. I pegged her in the eye with the cork. It ended up swelling, and we were so worried something had happened to her eye. We had to end up in the emergency room. She was fine in the end, except for the big giant bruise she had on her face, and that was the end of the celebrating, if you know what I mean. Yeah, never point the bottle in the direction of the people you love. Finally, our last one, the dude. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Ms. Delaney, you've outdone yourself. I laugh so hard when I hear people and their dumb things. My dumb thing is I took my son and my wife to the batting cages. We had just had dinner, and I was trying to be the big man. I figured, oh, I could really just smash the ball over the place. Unfortunately, I planted my stance in the wrong spot, and the ball hit me right in the neck. I gotta say, it hurt. Be careful in those batting cages. Yeah, always watch where the ball's going before you step in front of the pitch, batting cages or not. Great dumb things. You have any to share, do it. AmericaTonight.net. Put it there and just put on the headline, dumb things. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.